We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I always love talking to authors. And I guess I also love the process of knowing life is abundant and that we can ask for what we want. We can get what we want. And we truly are in our own, we have our own powers in certain ways that we never know. We have these superpowers. And our guest today is going to talk about it. And I'm excited to welcome the program, author Judy Bailoff, author of 365 Days of Abundance. How are you, Judy? Thanks for stopping by.
I am fantastic, and I love stopping by. These conversations, I always grow talking to other people about these incredible principles. I'm curious to find people in the world that want to talk about them, because so many of us go through life totally ignorant of what power we have.
Exactly. And so let's kind of, talk about how you came to this realization, because all of us come to these realizations. We come to the, I figured it out more and more that, hey, if we manifest certain things, we truly, put this on the board and it's in there, then it can happen. If we make a plan for something, it can happen. It's not like, we have to have luck in our way, right? Or we don't deserve certain things. How did you figure this out?
Well, 6 years ago, I had open heart surgery and five strokes when I woke up. And at the time, lost the ability to read, write, think complex thoughts, which when the doctor told me that, I wasn't ever sure I thought complex thoughts, but nonetheless, I had lost it. The use of my right hand and my balance. And the cardiologist said there was no way that he could say I'd ever get any of it back. I might get some of it back. It's just a side effect of major surgeries, and they were sorry it happened. So that journey was a somewhat long and difficult. And when I came back to my big corporate job, they let me go.
Oh no.
They came up with we're downsizing or whatever, but it was because I was over 60 and just cost them a ton of money for open heart surgery. And I had to go out and find a new career. And in finding the new career, I've been incredibly successful. But at that career, I took a course with Bob Proctor.
Okay.
And he was my mentor before he died. And he wrote the foreword to my book.
Mm.
And he's the one that got me into rereading Think and Grow Rich, which I'd read years ago, read it and didn't get rich by the end of the book. So I put it on the shelf. Didn't work, right? This time, I had a more mature viewpoint of it, really studied the principles, noticed that he talked about a little bit the universal laws, and I thought, I don't know what they are. So I looked them up, I researched them, and came to the realization that we all live within those universal laws. They are eternal. They are permanent. They always work the same way. So if you learn what they are and learn to apply them in your own life, you can live a richer, fuller life just from learning the laws. And of course, two of the laws are vibration and attraction. Then there's correspondence, which is about controlling the thoughts that are in your head.
Mm.
Because we don't do that. We run on autopilot almost every day.
Yeah, we do.
Have you ever driven to work and couldn't figure out how you got there?
Because we're thinking about something else.
Yeah, but your subconscious will take care of you, get you there safely. So it was in studying those principles, and I figured out the connection. I was a girl who grew up in Sunday school. So yeah. All the Bible verses, had lived, credited Major League, my recovery from my strokes and heart surgery, to my faith. I was grateful every day. I prayed. I appreciated the great medical care I got. And I believed that I would recover and have another career. I just really believed it with all my heart. Come to find, looking back at that situation, I was living those laws in such a real way, not even knowing what they were.
Truly. Yeah. Because a lot of times we see a lot of people strong in faith, and this might, shock people in certain ways, because I too was a very faith-filled person. Now I'm more and more looking at the law of attraction and looking at specific things that the people that choose to say, hey, I'm here, I want to suffer for God, they're manifesting that to happen more.
We will, that's why one of the talks that I give is there's no such thing as unlucky. We create our own luck. We are running on autopilot. And so haven't we all had a friend that always said, oh my gosh, always lose my wallet. I always get in car crashes. I always lose my job. Like, they literally attract the very thing they don't want into their life.
So if you're thinking about that thing, you're going to create that thing. So talk about some of these other laws. I mean, see, I never thought of this as a subconscious. And today, Judy, this is the see the benefit of interviewing you today, even though you're wonderful in your book and all that stuff. I'm going to listen to my subconscious the rest of the day and see if that controls what my actions end up being. If that's what I'm thinking, and that's in my subconscious, or that's what I'm thinking all the time while I'm autopilot doing, you know, whatever types of work I'm doing today, we're thinking about, then I know for a fact that's going to happen and that's going to be created. And that, and I'm creating my own reality again and again, over and over again.
Again and again and again. And it's not easy to do. I'm telling you, our house is on the market right now because we are going to move to Knoxville to be with my husband's father, who's 99, and he's still in good health, but we want to spend some time with him while we can. And so we're going to move down there. So our house has been on the market for 3-4 days now. And you know, the market's been hot. So we're like, oh no, what's wrong? Why isn't it selling? However, I've corrected my thoughts today to say, I am grateful that at the perfect time, this house will sell.
See, if you keep saying it's just not going to sell, or it's going to not sell. And is that, can someone else create that too? Because, you know, I had a lot of negative people in my life a long time ago, and they always wished that things would not go well for me, or thought that it was going to happen. Can other people manifest some things to happen for you too, or is it only up to us? That's a good question.
We are totally in control of our own lives.
So no one else, the people around us, cannot manifest things to make things worse for us.
What will happen is if you don't allow them to be who they are, let them be there, but you are here. This is your reality. And Frances Scovel Shinn, I don't know if you've read any of her work, but she talks about the superconscious, which is the part of your consciousness that talks directly to God. So she's very much a woman of faith, but she was part of the metaphysical teachers back in the 30s and 40s and 50s. And she did so much work for me and my mastermind buddy, putting together the spiritual and the metaphysical, and so that we think as the creatures that God made us to be, perfect.
So we're in control of our own lives. No one around us is, and we can't blame those people. Meaning in life, I look at those things as, oh, yeah, they're the cause of it. They're the root. That's why it's not happening. That's why I'm not being who I am. And I laid blame for years of my life on just situations or circumstances that happen to me in, you know, professional,
most of us,
or
most
business or a job or certain things. And now more and more I'm seeing I'm in control. It's not of what the things around me, and it's what we think that will be the creation. So I, you know, you talk about these laws. Now, no one's going to go make $1 million unless they truly have the skill set to make those $1 million, right? Is that correct? Or kind of explain that if we're looking at the abundance of money. If we are looking at money, it doesn't attract everyone if they don't have the skill sets necessary. Or what are your thoughts on that?
I think the truth of the matter is the universal laws all work together. So the first law is the law of divine oneness, God in us. So if your desire goes against the law by you're saying, I'm going to rob banks and get $1 million. That's not going to work, because you have to be, these laws are divine laws. Divine oneness is what on all the other 11 laws hang. So the first one's divine oneness. The second one is vibration. Think of vibration like, pretend you're a radio station. You know how when you're on a trip and you want to tune the radio station, my husband likes country, I like pop, you might like rock and roll.
Right.
Whatever frequency that radio band is on is the only place you can get country, and the only place you can get rock, and the only place you can get Christian. You are like that. You run on a vibration all day. And the higher vibration you're on, that's the people and the business that you will attract. On that higher vibration. It's amazing. The next law is correspondence. That means correspondence, your subconscious with your conscious. So what we do is we leave our conscious mind open to everything else in the world. what our five senses take in? Gossip, the news, the internet, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter. We are absorbing all that stuff, goes right into your subconscious because you haven't put a gate on the door. You just take it all in. Eventually, it forms paradigms, which is really your view of the world. So you think the world is a bad, negative, ugly place because you listen to all the robberies and the murders and the wars in the Ukraine and the evil people that are in Russia.
So if you're thinking that, then you're going to create that in your own life. So
you're going to create, well, it's going to create your paradigm so that I saw myself in 2020 getting in really difficult arguments with some of my kids who are adults now, but we're on the other side of the political spectrum from me. And these laws have taught me how to use the universal law of relativity to look at everything as being neutral. So if I have somebody that's disagreeing from me across the table, I can say, hey, why don't we take a step back? Let me do a little research on your position. You do a little research on my position. Let's come back and talk about it. We can actually do something that's mm-hmm. not angry and stressful and makes us both stomp out of the room and be mad at each other for 5 weeks. I mean, you heard of families who didn't talk to each other after the 2020 election for years.
That's true. That's definitely true.
You know? So the universal relativity helps you realize that nothing is all good or all bad.
In your book, do you write about, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, it's neutral. Everything's neutral. So your perception of it will make it real.
Is the 365 days of abundance, do you talk about all the natural laws in it?
Talk every single law and every single principle gets covered anywhere from 12 to 14 times, depending on where it landed in the month. Wow. So every post has a Bible verse that's related to that law or principle. Then it has a quote many times, my reflection, and then an affirmation. But it's not just about anything. It's about the 12 laws and the 13 principles of success and wealth. And what I discovered writing the book is I started studying those principles thinking it was about getting money, because that's what they talk about at the Bob Proctor courses. You know, your yearly income will become your monthly income because you'll make so much money following these principles. I found writing the book, Neil, that by the time I got to about the fourth month, I felt like I had such an abundant life. I didn't care if I had a lot of money. I mean, I just wanted needed enough money to buy a house and live and pay the groceries and go on vacation. You know, I realized that my joy, my abundance didn't come from money. It came from understanding that the world is this perfect, that the law of perpetual motion keeps the moon and the stars in the sky. The transmutation of energy keeps the seasons coming. Have the seasons never come in your whole life? Winter, spring, summer, fall?
Yeah, they have, yeah.
They always come. They're perfect. And we forget, A, to be grateful for it, B, to be in awe of it, and C, to apply it to other areas in our life.
Very great. So it depends on what you learn, what you're truly passionate about and looking for, especially in these laws and all that stuff. Where can people purchase a book and learn more about you, Judy? Where can they go?
You can get the book on Amazon, of course, 365 Days of Abundance. The easiest way is just to go to my website, judybailoff.com, because you get 7 free days of the book. So you can kind of try it out for size and see if you kind of like what they sound like. And then you can read a lot more about me and some of the things I'm doing if anybody's interested. But mostly that's 2 ways to get the book really easily. And you really, by the end of the book, I was interviewed by Jack Canfield back in December, the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul. And he said this at the end of the interview. He said, everybody that's listening to me on my podcast, he said, I got this book and I read it every day. He said, I will tell you, if you read one post every day for a year, it will change your life.
That's great. So people definitely need to pick it up. I appreciate you, Judy, coming by. Thanks again.
It was a pleasure. Take care.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.